The new movie The International has Clive Owen as its hero, a bank as its villain, and a finance industry plotline like nothing you'll find at your local bank branch. The advertisements for The International call this film about a dangerous bank the perfect thriller for our time. Well, that got our critic Bob Mondello thinking. He says some of Hollywood's earlier corporate villains were also said to be perfect for their times.
Seems like only yesterday that we were all afraid of Big Oil. The movie Syriana told us why.
It's running out, and 90% of what's left is in the Middle East. This is a fight to the death.
Before oil companies, it was power companies that were reliably evil in the movies, building unsafe nuclear plants in the China Syndrome.
There was a vibration!
Exposing Meryl Streep to radiation in Silkwood.
There was a contamination in our section.
Spilling toxic waste into drinking water in Aaron Brockovich. More recently, it was pharmaceutical companies that were running amok, callously testing dangerous drugs on unsuspecting Africans in The Constant Gardener.
Payoffs, cover-ups, unmarked graves.
Big pharmaceuticals are right up there with the arms dealers.
Have I left out arms dealers? Well, Hollywood certainly hasn't. And car companies, chemical companies, food, trash, media, insurance, you name it, companies have all been dragged into cinematic court to try to justify their hideous practices.
I spent 12% of my life defending the reputation of a deadly weed killer.
Outside the multiplex, though, we tend to think of most of these corporate entities as necessary pillars of society. We need weed killers, after all, but that doesn't mean we trust the chemical companies that make them, any more than we do banks. Banks are big, impersonal, and waste the fees they charge us on gazillion-dollar executive bonuses. So if a movie like The International wants to maintain that a bank is involved in illegal arms deals, all Clive Owen and Naomi Watts have to do to make that persuasive is get an arms maker to explain what's in it for the bank.
Billions of dollars invested simply to be a broker. There can't be that much profit for them.
No. This is not about making profit from weapon sales. It's about control.
Control the flow of weapons, control the conflict.
No, no. The IBBC is a bank. Their objective isn't to control the conflict. It's to control the debt that the conflict produces.
Debt, of course. Hooking third world countries into interest payments is just like giving college students credit cards, just on a bigger scale. I can buy that. Now, what do you say we join Clive Owen in shooting up the Guggenheim Art Museum? There is a difference, let's note, between most of these corporate villainy movies, which deal with institutions keeping secret their unwise or corrupt choices, and a movie like The International, which starts out that way, but is about an institution so centrally corrupt and so central to society that government, regulators, market forces, even the people who run it, have no power to make it less dangerous. That's sort of a science fiction-y notion, and in a sci-fi fantasy, say Soylent Green, where the Soylent Corporation totally controls the world's food supply, it makes for a great conflict. In the real world, though, it can be less persuasive, especially when events intervene. Sure, we're angry right now with financial institutions for the collapse of our 401ks, so yes, an evil bank wrecking the world resonates, but think how much more it would have resonated 6 months ago, before we found out that if you really want to bring a bank to its knees, you don't need Clive Owen shooting people, just a subprime mortgage or two. I'm Bob Mondello.